systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits. And all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
Yo, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here, doing the most on What's the Topic, getting out of faces here from the meat on the frying pan. It's getting me out of faces. Yeah. So, yeah, we're here another week. Gonna deliver an awesome, amazing, interesting show. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here with two interesting people here. We got the meat on the frying pan. Do you wanna introduce yourself? Yeah.
Let's forget the meat on the frying pan.
I told you that name is not going.
Decker the Menace is the let's
thank
forget
you. Finish it,
bro.
Is the meat on the frying pan.
Decker the Menace, and that's just it, bro. Just forget the meat.
Okay. But somebody ate the meat, boss.
I said I was like the new meat in the frying pan, because this is a frying pan. Like, this is where you get fried.
Questions and all that.
So what I meant. So now just this guy takes that name and like makes it my name now.
Like introduce yourself. He's like, this is Decker the Menace. One it's staying there for you. Okay, so we got a guest here today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. What's up, people? To the beautiful people out there. I go by many names. One name could be Lucolo. The next day, I could be the meat. On someone's plate.
The meat on the plate. Nobody's
frying pan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but today I go by the name Spikos. Spikos Delicious.
Spikos.
Yes,
Spikos Delicious. Everyone, so you heard it. That's Lucolo right there. Spikos Delicious.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know what to say after that one. So today we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. Yeah, you know, Michael Jackson versus Prince, who's the greatest. Yeah, we got people who have their points. Yeah, that they want to put on the table.
Yeah.
So that we can hear, okay, why are they saying what they're saying? So that's literally what's going to be popping today. It's going to be a very interesting show. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what the two presenters here have to say. Yeah, I got my points. But
we
want to
find out from you. Who you got?
Nah, don't worry. You're going to hear everything. We'll find out who's the greatest. But yeah, right here on What's the Topic, how we do it is, yeah, you know, before we even give you the meat. This is not the meat on the front. Before we give you the good stuff, we, you know, get your blood boiling and everything with the song. So we are about to go into a song called Your Heart. Enjoy this track.
Thank you.
yeah. Hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy it, it's on Lokolo right
now. Nah, I actually have someone to blame him on. He's now like the usual suspect. Since the other suspect is not here anymore.
Yeah. In fact, it might be the other suspect, because how come he's not
here? No, I'm saying like we have a new suspect now.
Oh, yeah.
Creflo medic himself. He actually looks the part, bro. He's the suspect.
Okay.
He actually got to post his picture all over so that when people like up, people he's the wanted one.
We're going to put that person's picture up so that you know who that person is, and then we're going to make sure that that person is on we'll have an episode with that person so that the audience knows who's that person, you know, when they speak. So yeah, we're gonna dive into this topic. So Mr. Decker, do you want to give us
Michael Jackson versus a bit Prince off?
Is it
fair though?
Look, it's,
well, it's fair, they're both dead.
What do you mean?
They both lived long enough.
No, but in terms of their history, like what they did, like, is it fair? Look, is it like really fair to pin them against each other?
Okay, why not? I feel it is, man.
You know, whenever they bring up those two names, there's always arguments that come out, eh? Mm. It's like always arguments, debates, and everything. So yeah, let's look at what's happening, man. Yeah, I think it's fair.
Yeah. So I have like a bit of history of Michael Jackson on his early life and family.
Yeah, yeah.
So it says Michael Joseph Jackson was brought into the world on August 29th, 1958 in Gary, Indiana, under his dad's support. Yeah. Jackson's profession in music started at 5 years old.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. He was known as the Lord of Pop. Michael Jackson was a smash hit American artist, musician, and artist. As a youngster, Jackson turned into the lead artist of his family's famous Motown bunch, the Jackson 5.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember the Jackson 5.
He had an afro by then.
The what?
He used to have an afro.
And you are still black.
Yeah. He was
wait, he never changed. He never lost his identity as a black person.
You know, if you ask the generation that never knew him as black, they think he's white.
I mean, there's videos like.
Yeah,
in the video Thriller, he still had his black pigment.
When he changed everything, like he looks white.
Some people think he's white.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like people that like know Michael Jackson now, they will like he was a white guy. Mm. They never say like nah, he was a black guy. He just changed his looks and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the question now is, do you guys know why he changed his thing or what happened for
you? You're probably going to tell me he had a disease, what? Okay, so why?
It's there for you to look up on the internet. I don't need to tell you.
Okay, so in your whole lifetime, how many people have you ever heard that had a disease,
yeah.
They were black and then they turned into, they were born black, had a disease and then died white.
Yeah, I know of an actor. You know Sarafina, the movie, no? Lilith Kumar, the staring, the lead actor there.
Mm.
She's going through the same phase. Like her skin is literally going from black, like black pigment, turning pale.
So you're telling me that Jackson had the same skin condition?
Yeah,
that's why he went white.
Ego. It's there.
That's not it.
I just don't know how the hair I think affected the skin.
What?
Look at with Michael Jackson. After his skin started changing, the color of his skin rather, his hair also changed. Like everything about him made him white. He started having like long white people hair.
So what went wrong?
Hey man, that I don't know of. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was not documented. Let's not think it for much.
I've never learned that in biology where a chromosome or something goes wrong in the DNA and then you go from black to white. That one I've never.
Now just look up Lilith Kumalo. It's happening to her. She's still alive, so you can still check it out.
So what are the chances of them doing that to her?
The industry.
Mm.
Well, okay, like think of it. Explain further. Like,
so you get Michael Jackson's situation, And it's something that we did touch on the previous show. we like just briefly touched on it.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Back then, most of the stuff that used to happen, they wanted a white face attached to it.
Okay.
And then that's where now they'll manipulate things. It's either what they did with rock, where they get a white band to re-record what a black band did.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they pretend as if they were the original creators. So
the chances of that thing being true are very high, because like you could see it even in the music videos, the vixens, the girls that were dancing in the background, even if she was black, they'd get like a light-skinned black woman to do the thing. So with I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
you're
sick.
I get what you're saying. You are sick. Yeah. But looking at him, like as he was growing up, I don't remember Michael Jackson having health issues until things started happening.
His medical records.
that's a show for another day. But it's fine. Let's go back to the history. Let's carry on with the history. Yeah, yeah.
It says here, his dad, Joseph Jackson, had been a guitarist who set to the side his melodic desires to accommodate his family as a crane administrator.
Mm.
In the background, Joseph pushed his children to succeed. He was likewise supposedly known to become fierce with them.
Mm. Okay, now this is another. Based on the conversation we had, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's put the black, you know, and white and all the stuff aside. But looking at Michael Jackson himself, like how he ended up in the music industry, it was his dad who got him in there.
Call his whole family there.
Yeah, basically, yeah, the whole family. And then you had your talented, you know, sibling, which happened to be Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Outshine all of them. Mm-hmm. And then eventually shoots up, you know, career and everything. Goes from the Jackson 5 to Michael Jackson. So you get that situation. And looking at how everything happened, obviously his dad is the one that got him into that. What are the chances of an offer coming to the dad and the dad saying yes?
Offer of what?
Like the industry says, okay, so we want to change your son from basically the race that, we know he's black, but we want to change him from a black artist to a white artist.
Okay. from what we've been engaging on, like between me and you. But like what we've been talking about, one thing I've gathered up is that you are a huge conspiracy theorist, bro.
How am I a huge conspiracy?
You're a huge conspiracy theorist. Because then now everything you tell me is hypothetical. You tell me to imagine everything that you ask me. Well, okay,
I'm asking, what are the chances?
What are the chances?
Mm.
Hey man, the chances are possibly zero.
Zero?
Yeah. But then let me give you this. Let me entertain your theory, you know. Because I'd say, as you put it, so Michael Jackson was the best of the five, you know, of the amongst the Jackson Fives.
Yeah.
So he went on to shine by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the whole thing comes along with, okay, now he has the shandies, what they call it, the skin pigment.
Yeah.
So now, what my theory is that.
Okay. Now you sound like a conspiracy theorist.
But my theory is just like a way to explain why I think they had to go along with him turning white and all that, you see. Mm. So I think he opted to go, like, to turn his skin white because maybe the vitiligo was probably going to leave, like, maybe white and black patches on his face, and then it wasn't going to be. It was gonna be hard to sell him as a person,
okay,
as a brand. So they decided to, like, you know what? Let's just follow through with this procedure, do the surgery and whatnot, so that even when you sell your music, it's easier to sell it. Like your image, because your image is king, right?
Yeah.
So I feel that's what happened. They like decided, like, you know what? I know you're black, but the black community might not feel strong about what you're deciding to do. But then. I feel also the era that they were in at the time allowed him to go from blackface to whiteface.
Yeah,
just to sell the copies of CDs.
Yeah.
But I would say like that's Michael Jackson though. If someone like anyone who's black like did that,
I mean, look at Lionel Richie, man. That guy was also he looked white. Prince, the guy we also talking about. Man, that guy is super light skin.
Yeah, I'm saying that in that era, bro, back in the day, like there was that feud between like black people and white people, right? So imagine if someone out of nowhere, like came up like he was black and now he just changed up to be white.
Yeah, well, luckily no one else had
that
sickness.
You know why? Because you know it's like you see you know Boondocks, right?
Yeah.
It's like Uncle Ruckus.
I wanted to make a
Uncle Ruckus. He's a black person, but he hates black people.
Apparently,
he thinks himself white.
According to Boondocks, he has what Michael Jackson had, but in reverse. So he was born white, and then he got black.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking at Prince, do you have a brief history of him, a brief explanation, or should I do the honors?
Are we really jumping on from Michael Jackson to Prince that quickly? Cool. On Prince, renowned vocalist, musician, and melodic trailblazer.
Yeah.
Prince was conceived Prince Rogers Nelson on June 7th, 1958 in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm.
His folks were John Nelson, an artist whose stage name was Prince Rogers, and Maddie Shaw. Wait a minute. So you have two people that now we're talking about, Michael Jackson and Prince. Both of the fathers were musicians.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Apple doesn't fall far
from the tree. Silver Rain's initial music vocation saw the arrival of Prince, Dirty Mind, and Controversy, which drew consideration for the combination and strict and sexual subjects. What the hell?
Yeah. So, in fact, now we're gonna find out what's going on with these two. It's one of the things that I saw. When you look at Michael Jackson, obviously, you get his background, when he was born and how what the family grew up in. Like, when you look at both of them, their backgrounds, they have similar backgrounds. And then when you look at the music that they used to make, when you look at Michael Jackson, his songs, they used to be about love, if I can put it that way. He would play on the whole, you know, love feeling, you know.
Yeah.
That's how he would make his songs.
Mm.
And then you had Prince on the other side, where he wasn't playing on love, he was playing on the
sexual things.
That was the difference between the two of them. They would both play with emotions, but Michael was here on love, on that whole love feel. Prince was on the
love song by Michael Jackson
all those stuff. Hmm?
Which love song by Michael Jackson do you know?
Which love song by Michael Jackson do I know? Look, there's a couple. Obviously, there's your whole Heal the World, you know, Make It a Better Place. That has a love feel to it.
Okay.
You have Billie Jean also.
Funny enough, Billie Jean, this guy's singing about denying his own child. Denying. Imagine you wrote a whole song. Imagine now that this Billie Jean kid grows up, and then he hears the song. My father sang a song about me denying that I'm not his kid.
Why does this thing happen that way? Like, musicians have problems and now you have to put it in like music. You have like people in hip hop having beefs. Now they have to like put it in a song. Like, why don't you just face to face? Let's go. You and me now. And now they have to put it on music. You have to deny your child on music. Like, what the hell?
You know, there was a day where I was speaking to a female, and the particular female was saying that she doesn't like dating artists, you know, your rappers or singers.
Yeah.
And I asked her why. She's like, I don't like dating them because if we break up, there's gonna be a whole song dedicated to me of how he was heartbroken, how I was the cause and everything. And she was like, nah, she doesn't like dating rappers and singers because whatever that happens between the two of them, the public is gonna know because it's gonna be in a song.
Mm. So,
but now she should also be wary of dating a radio producer or a radio host, rather. Because you come here and have a topic about how girls aren't loyal and whatnot. You know?
Yeah,
okay, crazy. But it is all like what you call Prince's music all about sexual
sex,
things?
No,
yeah,
no,
all
no.
of them, not all
you
of them.
You said like Purple Most, Rain.
Yeah, Purple Rain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I know
yeah,
of
no.
When Doves
yeah.
Cry.
When Doves, exactly.
Yeah.
I think most of his songs, when he performed them and all those stuff, yeah, most of his songs, they were sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not all of them. Not all of them. It's the same thing, obviously, like with Michael Jackson as well. So it wasn't like everything was all about love and all those stuff. He had also other songs where...
Yeah, like Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So there was also, yeah, those situations as well. So you had all those different, type
but then
of
now
scenarios.
Since, sorry to enter, like to intrude in what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the topic.
Yeah.
This is a versus, right?
Yeah.
So I'm for Prince.
Yeah,
I
want
to know what you, who you guys stand for.
Damn. I'm gonna
look. There's a lot. There's a lot of things that that people say, and yeah, you do get different opinions. You know, when you're looking at the different sides and all the stuff, you got people who say Prince is the greatest, mm-hmm. and they put down points on why Prince is the greatest, and
True.
Then you also go on to MJ side. There, you see other stuff that also people that side they you know point out. I mean, when I was looking at both of their lives. There was a year where both of them went to the Grammy Awards and Prince walked out with nothing. And then MJ walked out with the whole, like,
It's crazy. It's like Nas and Jay-Z. Nas only got his Grammy, 2020, 2021, I'm not sure, but that's only one, his first.
Yeah.
Imagine. Kanye is about 20-something there.
Well, I'm going to say Michael Jackson because I've listened and known him longer than Prince. Yeah, so let's
you know what they say, there's a saying that goes, when you're young you listen to Michael Jackson, but as you get older, your ear matures like fine wine. That's how you'll end up understanding Prince.
Okay.
But that's just my take on it.
Okay, now I'm gonna let you know who I take on my side. But I'm gonna let you and the audience know after the track that we are about to go into. Then put all the points on the table. But yeah, here's a track called Take a Knee. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Supreme.
Tour 3860. Z-A, double, B-A. I know that we made in this image, but I'm a limited edition.
Limited edition.
You don't need a title to be a good leader, just play possession. Team is on the goal, running for the goal like it's 4th and inches. In the book of life, you should know I'm signed, know I'm independent.
Let's
Judas
go.
Did a dirty job for a minimum wage. He ain't never get a raise. Soon as I met the Lord and gave up all of my ways, I ain't never been a saint. Celebrating way before the confetti. Climb a cooler, you should know it's kinetic. Snaking on me, see you all in your belly. I know it already. Tired of them, so I call it Pirelli.
Let's go,
yeah. Roll over, make them fold over. Stunting on your boy, that's a stone cold soda. Better call it weather, man. I'm all up on my element. Boot up with the enemy, looking like LMA. He laughing, no LMA. Real life demon slayer, baby, this ain't no anime. I resisted it, he couldn't stay to stay. Get the cook and I won't throw the pan away. Let the spirit of God in me radiate. I end up killing my pride on the day to day. I was a dinner, but my God, he made a way. Was a time in my life where I carried that dagger, no Kobe buzzer, be the faded way. Then I heard about it, man. Quench any thirst that I had and it wasn't no Gatorade. Then I heard about a plan that could quench any sin that I had in my brain. It was straight away. If you gon' show me love, throw the hate away. I got the drip and the blood for the stain on me. My job rules shine me and grace. No Ashanti, let it rain on me. A to Z, A to Z, the Alpha Omega created me. I propose you take a knee. Freeing the souls of major key. A to Z, A to Z, the Alpha Omega created me.
I propose you take a nigga. Praying the souls and make the kick. Okay, I've been in my bag, I've been in my duffy. Oh Lord, I've been going sick like it's 2020. Yeah. I ain't even come alive, yeah. Game went on a slide, yeah. I done presented myself, already got the dub in the mindset. Yeah. I can never fold, it ain't in my blood. Call it origami living. Yeah. Vertical blessings from the one above. You know I'm horizontal giving. I gotta call it when they fibbing. No Fibonacci, but we running numbers through the ceiling. I ain't talking making millions. We got the ecclesia growing crazy. I been building, I run the races in the ribbon. See the enemy, I'm living. Can't pay him no mind. Jesus wanted to pay the visit. Attend the keys about the premise. Like, you know they mind. Saying though they had a pain. Yeshua checked them in a minute. Like, stay in your line. Stunning his and then I'm out of here. Then he gonna ask me, how was you using your time? Use what I got. I know it's enough. Like, honor the Kumpo. Keep it a buck. Walking in favor. I never need luck. Way I was moving was getting me stuck. Made out of dirt. Made out of clay. You know I got it up out of the mud. I hit an enemy calling my name. I'm Michael Jordan with head in the struck. A to Z, the Alpha Omega created me. I propose you take a knee. Freeing the souls and major key. A to Z, the Alpha Omega created me. I propose you take a knee. Freeing the souls and major key. Major key.
I propose you take that knee. Major key, key.
Hey, 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 wake up, it's the Verme Zia, can you hear them, listen, listen, can you hear them, it's them.
FM radio has never been better.
If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know who you're gonna blame. So I'm gonna leave this one in
there. I already told you have someone to blame it on, bro.
Oh.
Creflow. Creflow. Goes by the station. Yeah. Stage name is Creed. Ladies and gentlemen, so when you hear his music on YouTube or wherever, and you see the name Creed, that's the person you should blame it on.
Now we know. Yeah. So yeah, let's dive back into this whole Prince and MJ. So the two guys, they actually had a whole rivalry that happened between them, and basically how the whole rivalry actually started was there was a event where Prince. His role model. So the role model that Prince looked up to. So there was an event where he was there, and then MJ performed, and then he went to the role model, and did the role model to call Prince up on stage to perform. Now there was obviously daring him, as in, you know, like to have fun and all those stuff, together. And then Prince accepted the challenge. So that was one of Prince's attributes. He whatever challenge you throw at him, you'll accept it.
Okay.
So he accepted it, went up, and obviously wanting to perform his best so that his role model can acknowledge him. And then eventually what happened is he played a guitar, all the stuff, because he was talented when it came to playing and all those things. Yeah. And then he approached a props. So there was a prop that was put up.
Oh.
And he thought it was a real pole. So there was a pole, there was a prop that was put up there. He thought it was a real pole.
He thought it was a real pole.
Yeah. So he went to that prop to attempt a dance on it.
Wait, do and I then, the pole dancing?
Yeah. And then the thing went flying down with him.
Yeah.
Then from there, MJ was on his case, obviously mocking him.
Yeah.
After that, he felt humiliated in front of the whole crowd. Plus his role model, then that's where now the whole
early time of their careers
before even MJ decided to become white. So that's that is when it happened, and then from there that's where now that whole rivalry started, and then Prince wanted to, you know, run over MJ, which Decca is going to dive into and tell us what happened.
So Prince tried to run MJ over with his limo.
Yeah.
So the story goes like, unconfirmed rumor through producer Quincy Jones swore it was true in a GQ interview. Apparently, Prince was so mortified by his performance at the James Brown concert that he waited in a limo outside the venue.
Yeah.
With every intention of running MJ over, at least that was MJ's take at the time.
So wait, first of all, this means... Come on, guys. This means Prince didn't have a chauffeur for him to be driving his own limo. Which big star artist drives their own car, let alone a limo? But that's for them to tell us.
Yeah.
And there was a... Quincy Jones wanted to like put these guys two together to like do like a duet or a feature, but then Prince was like, "Nah, man,
I am choking up, man. I'm not coming.
We're not doing that."
Yeah. Like literally, that's what happened. Yeah, because of the whole rivalry and all those things, he rejected a feature on the song "Heal the World, Make It a Better Place." They wanted to put him on there. And then he refused. He didn't pitch. And then they were like, okay. There was actually lines that they were going to say to each other. Exchange to each other. And then, Prince didn't pitch. He was like, I'm not coming. And then they found him at a club where his manager told him not to go to that place. And then they found him there.
Who's that?
Prince.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He didn't pitch this side and then he went to a club.
So it's like, nah, I'm going to club.
So that's literally what went down. And then from there, every other feature that MJ tried to get Prince on, Prince was like, stuff you, man. I ain't pitching. So that's literally what went down with him. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, I want to hear from you guys. So. Let's start with the meat. Okay. We'll go back to Decca, the Menace. Let's start with the with the man, the one and only. So who do you consider as the greatest?
Like I said before, I've listened to Michael Jackson longer, known him longer, but I'd say for me personally, I would say Michael Jackson.
So you go with Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Okay, so. Heard it from Decca the Menace himself. He says Michael Jackson is the greatest. So, now let's go to the man, the guest of the show. What do you think?
Now I'll go with the artist, a.k.a. Prince.
Okay.
I feel like his music is thrice as good as Michael Jackson right there.
Okay, with myself, I'm going to tell you who I'm with, but I got 10 reasons why there's people out there that say, obviously, Prince is better than the King of Pop.
Oh, yeah?
So there's some reasons there. So I'm going to point out 10 of them, and then since we have MJ here, and then we have Prince on the other side, we got two supporters there, from two ends. You'll tell me if you agree with this. Okay, so the first one is looking at both artists from a musical perspective. So as a musician. So that's what we're going to be looking at it. So the first one says, obviously, Michael Jackson was talented with dancing. And he introduced the moonwalk.
Who does the moonwalk at a club?
So he introduced the moonwalk into the picture. And then they're saying, so yes, Michael Jackson
where did that question came from?
Michael Jackson was gifted as a dancer, and he did the most. What they're saying is Prince was recognized as a multi-instrumentalist.
And a multi-vocalist.
Yeah, that's literally what they're saying. So even though Michael Jackson was better at dancing and, also, releasing hits, Prince... outshines him when it comes to being a multi-instrumentalist, and on top of that, being daring as a singer, because he had the attitude to do whatever. Whatever challenge you throw at him, he'll take it and he'll kill it.
Yeah.
So they're saying that is one of the reasons why he was better than Michael Jackson. So that's the first one. So who agrees on that?
So 1 point for Prince.
Nah, it's not on points. Come on.
Okay. So the second one. This is the second one. Now, this one, I have to say I agree with it also, because when I saw it, I was like, okay, that makes sense. So looking at a guitar, so your instrument.
Yeah,
now with Michael Jackson, when it comes to a guitar, when you look at Beat It, the song, the track itself,
Beat It,
Michael Jackson had to go and hire a guitarist, which was Eddie Van Halen, who played the guitar on Beat It. Now, Prince on the other side, Eric Clapton, considered Prince as the greatest
guitarist
of that time. Mm. So that's what they're saying. Mm. Now I'm like, okay, yeah, he takes it there.
Yeah, he takes it there. Bruh.
So when that one, like, I accept it.
When you're a person who can play like more than one instrument, I mean.
Yeah. So yeah, that one, I agreed with it. Then the third one, obviously, looking at your whole movie. Now we're going to the movie industry. So in the movie industry, the main function of the movie called The Wiz. So when you look at Michael Jackson, so Quincy Jones, who would go on to produce his landmark album of Off the Wall, the Thriller track is the one that Michael Jackson. There is the track that they chose.
Or the soundtrack.
Yeah, for the whole movie, and then they say that Purple Rain was better than Thriller, because your whole Purple Rain, ended up on MTV and all those stuff, and it was also chosen as one of the tracks also for... Yeah.
You know, I'd like to add something.
Now, before you add something, I feel like this guy is a Prince fan.
He's a Prince fan.
Yeah, I'm a Prince fan.
He's just listed something that Prince is better at more than Michael Jackson. So I have two people ganging up on me because I'm like a Michael Jackson fan. He's supposed to be a neutral guy. You're a Prince guy.
I'm putting what the fans are saying.
Come on.
This is what the fans are saying.
I'm sure you like look at the list and be like, okay, there's this one. There's like Michael Jackson is better. And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. Michael Jackson could do the moonwalk.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Listen, Michael Jackson can dance. Crazy, like he can dance.
Yeah.
Prince can play like all instruments, bro. I mean, it's
that's the point I was making. Exactly. Prince is the better artist.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So, what's your take on that?
I even forgot what you said.
He's defeated.
I even forgot what
he's
you
defeated.
Said,
bro. Okay. There's still more. But obviously, looking at time. If you guys want, we can do a part two of this,
and then
we tackle the last six points, and then we see who's gonna take it. Because so far, for me, I see 2 points.
Why would it matter, bro? When you have two fans ganging up on one Michael Jackson.
Okay,
fan.
So with myself,
like, obviously, you guys are taking it. Obviously,
look, I did say I'm gonna mention whose side I'm on. I'm a Michael Jackson fan, so that is who I am. But at the same time, I can't be biased and say, Michael Jackson, the rest of the points, throw out of the window. You gotta look at what the points, you look, the evidence that's on the table, you gotta examine it and actually, judge from there. You can't just now say, hey, because you're a Michael Jackson fan, whatever that they throw it out of the window.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of the points, because you just called on, like, Prince all the way from first to the last one that you say,
There was just three. Look, it was just three. We can dive into the other seven.
Okay.
Yeah, on a part two. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you with the meat on the frying pan.
I said let's cancel that. Deck of the menace and just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any last words from...
The man, the almighty, Spikos Delicious.
Hey, Spikos Delicious.
All I can say is Twitter or future.
Okay.
See you next time.
Yeah.
And next time, part two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Part two. Yeah. We're gonna have a part two of this.
Inshallah.
We gotta finalize this with the points. Yeah. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. Good evening, good evening. Good night. Good night. Now you can go and sleep because you've listened to your favorite show on Active FM. Yeah. What's the topic? And here's the last track by Spencer Ennis called Coming Clean. Yeah.
We're
coming clean. I've stolen.